the last segment of this conference call, which is general discussion. Commissioners and the director will discuss recent activities and items of interest. Has anybody got anything interesting to say?
Mr. Baker, Ms. Kelly.
Feel free, Director.
I'd like to give you an update on a couple of tasks we were assigned by the commission, or one that was assigned and one we're doing, just because it's a necessary task for us. One, on the meeting on the 11th, there was a request for a white paper regarding the effects of fisheries on southern resident killer whale recovery. A lot of discussion starting to take hold around should we be closing down fisheries in order to recover the whales. We have the draft completed. It's going through its final iterations, and you should all receive that early next week. In addition to that, you should have received a draft, I believe, yesterday of a second paper that really is trying to provide simplification on and what the intent and direction of the September 7th motion from the commission that passed to shoot for 50 million additional salmon production. A lot of questions around that, so we want to make sure we have a very simple, clear description of that so it doesn't cause confusion in the legislative process. That as well will be done early next week.
Thank you, Director. Anybody have a comment on the director's input to us? Wow. Okay, so how about anybody else have anything they want to talk about?
Vice Chair Baker, this is Commissioner Carpenter.
Go ahead, Commissioner Carpenter.
I have two items, and I'll be brief. The first one is I was contacted approximately a week ago by Commissioner Thorburn, and she told me about her vacation, and she also mentioned to me that she chose, because of all her other activities on behalf of our commission, that she did not want to continue on the fish committee. So I do have some other committee assignments and discussions to bring up at our February meeting, but I honored her request, and I've asked Commissioner McIsaac to join Commissioner Grayville, Commissioner Keogh, and myself on the Fish Committee. If any of the commissioners have any issues that they want to discuss as it relates to commission activities and functions going forward, if you can get hold of me and give me your thoughts before the February meeting, that would be excellent. The other item, and I'll be brief, is a follow-up on the Skagit elk scenario that we have to deal with. I had at our January 11th and 12th meeting, I think upon wrap-up, I mentioned that I was going to be writing up to a meeting in Bellingham with Scott Schuyler, the natural resource manager of the Upper Skagit Tribe, and I was going to spend a couple hours with him trying to get my arms around the Skagit elk thing from the tribal perspective so I could better share that with all of you. Had that set up, and I was planning on having a busy time there, but he had to drive some staff up to the meeting in Bellingham, and so he and I did not have a chance to visit on that trip. I've tried to reach out to him several times. I know he's had to attend a funeral or two, and I'm hoping to be able to get with him and have a discussion in depth to be able to report back to the commission and staff at our February meeting. So, work in progress. It's very, very important work in progress, and I just wanted to get some different perspective on all of our behalf. So, thank you.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. On this Skagit elk issue, I noticed that the minutes that we just approved under Agenda Item 17 and said Skagit elk, further discussion needed on next steps. And you recall that at the end of the January meeting, we talked about trying to do something tangible in response to the concerns that were brought forward. And you recall that there was a resolution that was brought forward that some people spent a lot of time on thinking about with regard to preparing the whereas this and whereas that, and they had two specific recommendations that we kind of asked the director to consider. We talked about a 25% reduction in the population on the valley floor during the critical time as a goal. So I would just maybe echo what Chairman Carpenter just said, that in February, I think it would be good in terms of accountability to continue to follow up on this. And when we get input that the population growth is as strong as it is, and that the current situation is such that we've got three sheriff's cars being damaged by elk jumping out in front of them, and all of the rest of the things that we heard, I do think we need to take that very seriously, and a year from January, not come back with, but we need to come back with something that is significant. So further discussion on what was talked about as a possible goal, I think, is something that I sure would like to encourage, and I understand that there is those ongoing things. Coordination with the tribes is obviously a critical element about this, so I'm just speaking in favor of keeping this on our radar and not letting it drop.
Thank you. Anything further under general discussion? Okay, well, this is Commissioner Baker. I have one thing I just wanted to, again, put in the category of committees and not letting things drop. We've had some discussion amongst us, but it's been vague and not clear about our need to figure out more at what our policy is going to be regarding the recovery of wolves in this state. We have discussed just one-on-one setting up a wolf committee, just trying to have one group of us be expert in wolf management and work with both the interest groups and the staff on what our appropriate role is. That is another one of these big issues. I don't think it's appropriate to even begin to make any decisions on this phone call, but I wanted to let other commissioners and the public know that this is something, another thing that we are taking seriously, and we will be discussing this at our February meeting. Does anybody have any comments on that?
This Commissioner Carpenter, I totally agree and look forward to a discussion at our February meeting.
Thank you. Well, we're nearing the end of this this call. I guess one more thing for me is that I'd like to thank everybody for going pretty easy on me. It really is a different role to try to work us through one of these meetings. I'm a lot more admire Commissioner Carpenter for being able to keep these conference calls going. Conference calls are a necessary evil and not particularly fun to move along, but I appreciate you guys for being easy on me on my first one. With that said, is there anything else before we adjourn the meeting?
You did a great job, Barbara.
Yeah. Thank you, Barbara.
Very nice.
Yeah. We'll send your braid in tomorrow. Yeah.
Absolutely world-class management, Barbara. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay, let's don't put it on too thick, but thank you, Mr. Carpenter. Okay, with that, this meeting of the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Commission is hereby adjourned, and I'm sure I'll be seeing and talking to all of you soon.
Have a nice week.